Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com huddled with new offensive coordinator Rick Dennison via a conference call and talked about the new opportunity for the new play caller.
How excited are you about this opportunity to come down to Houston?
Oh, I'm very excited because, you know, obviously I know Gary. I enjoyed working with him before, and now that he's the head guy, I really, really look forward to working with him and then given the opportunity that he's presented, I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, you know, he said, you know, continuity is obviously important to him, and it was in looking for a new offensive coordinator. And one of the things that he said about you is, you know, you can walk in the offensive staff room and you know almost every guy in there already. How much easier do you think that will make this transition for you?
Oh, a lot easier, you know, having worked with several of them. And then I know John from, I've not worked with him, but I know John from both being at CSU and across the league. It'd be very comforting just to walk in and you know, watch tape with them and understand what they're doing and understand their each guy and how they coach. And I think it'll work out great.
As you watch Gary and his team from afar in Denver, what's impressed you the most about the offense?
Well, you know, they can move the ball, that's for sure. got a lot of talent. You know, Andre's great player, quarterback's a very good player, tight end's a very good player. And then the schemes are something I'm used to. I mean, for a while there, I called the plays as they went through each and every play. So the familiarity and how they understand how to play in the scheme is a great thing. And they play hard, finish the game. The season's off, so just a matter of getting a little closer and get in the playoffs and make some noise.
As you interviewed with Gary here on Monday, was that a little bit different for you personally, you know, interviewing with a really good friend of yours like that?
No, we kind of just sat around and talked football like we always do. So it wasn't very much different than any year that I've been with him, whether it be at the Combine when he was not in Denver or when he was in Denver and as the offensive coordinator and I was working for him. It's really the same thing.
You had a lot of success in your years in Denver as a player, but more recently as a coach. What are you most proud of that you accomplished in Denver?
I just think that, you know, we were a consistent team, both as a player and as a coach. You know, we went out there, competed every week, there were some ups and downs, certainly, but we sure gave it everything we had every week.
Was it tough for you to leave?
Very hard for me to leave. I'm true and blue to the Denver Broncos and played and coached for a long time. It's hard for me to leave the state because I really enjoy everything about Colorado, whether it be the wintertime skiing, the summertime playing golf or fishing. But the opportunity was too much to pass up on.
Last question. You know, the Texans had a great season running the ball in 2008 and then really struggled this year. What do you see that's here that encourages you and makes you confident that you guys can get that turned around this year?
Well, I think all the pieces are there. It's just, you know, the same thing I talked about before, being consistent on a down deal and, you know, going back at it. I know John's coached it well, and just have to go grind it out and just, you know, be consistent.